My Friend Irma.
Created by Cy Howard, transcribed from Hollywood and starring Marie Wilson as Irma and Kathy Lewis as Jane.
A resolution to treat Irma Peterson as a normal human being. How can I treat her like a normal person? Do you know what happened last night? We came home from the movies, and I said to Irma, I smell gas escaping. And Irma said,
you do? Well, there, I closed the window. Now it can't escape.
You, sweetie?
Yes, where are you, Jane? Can't see with all this laundry hanging.
The paper said freezing weather, so I have to dry the clothes indoors.
Yeah, but I can't see you.
Well, I'm sitting over here in a chair between petticoats and blouses. Honey, you just go straight down past towels, turn left at aprons until you see bathrobes, and then make a sharp right turn at bedspreads. You got it?
I think so.
Okay.
Jane? Jane?
Where are you?
I'm up against a white wall and I can't move.
White wall? Oh, Cookie, your head's stuck in a pillowcase. Here. Listen, will you just sit down, please? My nerves are on edge.
Hey, Ginny, I've never seen you so upset. What's wrong?
I don't know, Irma. Everything. Here we've been working 6 years, scrimping, being careful. Here I sit in a small apartment with wet laundry hanging from the ceiling. Can't even afford the price of a clothes dryer.
But, Jane...
Please, Irma, I don't feel like any dialogue.
But, Jane,
honey,
I'm
sure that anything you have to tell me is not important. Besides, I've got a headache. Would you get me some aspirin?
All right, Jane, but first I want to tell you that I've got a $10 raise.
What?
Yes. And now, how many aspirins do you want?
Who asked for aspirin? Irma, say it again and say it slowly.
Mr. Clyde gave me a $10 raise. It's starting this Saturday.
Oh, but honey, why?
Well, Mr. Clyde had a wonderful year.
He did more business?
No, I broke less.
Oh.
And the improvement in the way I take dictation has helped him greatly.
It has?
Yes, only 8 people sued him this year. Oh, Jane, you don't know what a thrill it was when Mr. Clyde called me into his office.
Yeah.
He was sitting at his desk and he said, Miss Peterson, I have something for you. And I said, you throw it and I'll call the police.
Oh, Irma, that's wonderful.
Then I bent over and I kissed him and he started squirming.
Squirming?
Yeah, I knocked an inkwell in his lap. Glorious day.
I imagine. $10 a week more. Irma, it's so wonderful. Do you know what this means?
Yes, Jane, now we'll be able to get the clothes dryer we always wanted. And I'm calling up to order right now.
Well, now, wait a minute. Wait. Maybe we ought to wait until you come home with the raise first so that I can see if it's official.
Oh, please, Jane. I know what I'm saying.
Oh, Cookie.
Hello? I Red Star Appliance Company. This is Irma Peterson. Uh-huh. I want to buy a clothes dryer. Now, let me have a good one because, frankly, I wasn't satisfied with the washing machine you sold me last year. Why not? Well, every time I put my head in to see what was wrong with the paddles, they almost beat my brains out.
Almost?
Yeah, give us the best dryer you have. What? Is our apartment AC or DC? Neither, it's 3B. The one with the flower pot outside. Hello? 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 He hung up.
Oh, Cookie. I'm just so thrilled about this, I can't begin to tell you, and it's all due to you.
Well, it's Mr. Clyde's kindness. But I knew sooner or later he would realize how dispensable I was.
Yeah.
Come in.
It's only me, Professor Kropotkin. Hello, Jane and Irma, my 2 little roulette players, one loaded with chips, and the other has blown her stack. Excuse it, Jenny, a little joke I read in a travel folder to Las Vegas. Look, you've got your laundry hanging up, too.
What do you mean, too?
Well, I just came from Mrs. O'Reilly's apartment. She has 3 petticoats hanging in the living room.
It looks like the Pinta, the Nina, and the Santa Maria have come to drive you.
Well, I'll tell you, Professor, this is the last time these clotheslines will be up in our room.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's what pulled down my wall, too.
No. Nope, we're buying a clothes dryer. Irma is getting a $10 raise from Mr. Clyde.
No kidding, Irma. Why?
I guess it's because I'm such a good secretary.
Well, that's a pretty good reason, but it's not close enough to believe.
Red, red, robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he comes throbbing his old sweet song. Wake up, sleepyhead.
That singing will not only wake up people, it'll evacuate the city.
Oh, that's Miss O'Reilly singing the Red, Red Robin.
This is a crime against all bird watchers.
Anybody at home?
Come on in, Miss O'Reilly.
Hello, girls.
Well, Mrs. O'Reilly, what a lovely house coat.
Well, thank you. Do you think it makes me look too big?
No bigger than the ordinary house.
Nobody's asking you, you bandy-legged old hyena. If your neck was big enough to hold a clothespin, I'd hang you up on that line.
Well, we won't be hanging clothes much longer, Mrs. O'Reilly. We're buying a dryer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Irma's getting a $10 raise starting next Saturday. Isn't it thrilling, Miss O'Reilly? You don't know how long I've wished for one.
Well, I guess the clothes dryer's all right, but I don't think they're perfected yet.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, you put your clothes in there for hours, and yet they come out all wrinkled.
So what? You sit under a hairdryer for hours, you come out the same way.
I'll get it. Hello? Oh, yes, Mr. Clyde. What? Oh, all right, Mr. Clyde. Goodbye.
What does he want?
He wants me to come in early tomorrow morning to do some special work.
Oh, well, by all means, honey, do everything to stay in his good graces. Don't forget, we've already ordered the clothes dryer.
Well, don't you worry, Jane. I'm going to cater to Mr. Clyde hand and feet. Because when he gave me that raise, it just touched me deeply.
It did?
Yeah, you see, this raise means that he thinks my intelligence is worth $10 more.
Yeah, I see.
And you don't know how good it makes a girl feel to know there's a price on her head.
Well, good morning, Miss Peterson. You're in rather early, aren't you?
Well, you know what they say, the early bird gets a raise from the worm.
What was that?
Are you comfy, Mr. Clyde?
Comfy?
Let me take your feet and put them on the desk so you can rest them.
Not so high, if you don't mind. The blood rushes to my head.
Oh, I can fix that. I'll tighten your necktie.
Miss Peterson, you know what's good for you. Hello,
Milton J. Clyde, attorney at law. The J stands for generous. Just a moment. It's for you, noble sir.
Noble sir? Why did I give this girl a raise? Hello? Yes, this is Hector. Well, hello. I didn't know you were in town. Well, yeah, sure thing. How about lunch? Fine. And we'll have a nice quiet dinner at home with Martha and I... What? Ah, yes, I see. Well, I'll do what I can, Hector. Sure, I understand. Goodbye. Miss Peterson, that was my nephew Hector on the phone. He asked me to get him a date for this evening.
Well, how about my girlfriend Amber Lipscott?
No, I saw her wrestle on television. She gouges. Would you object to going out with my nephew?
Well, you know, I've been going around with Al for 6 years.
I'm asking you to do me a favor.
Well, Mr. Clyde, you can give him my phone number.
Good. What is your phone number?
You mean to say you don't know? Why, you've been calling me up for 6 years.
I know. I just pick up the phone and say, let me have the knucklehead. I haven't got a wrong number yet.
I don't know what to do, Jane. If I go out with Mr. Clyde's nephew, Al might never speak to me again.
Cookie, you said you were getting a raise, and we've already ordered the clothes dryer. You can't antagonize Mr. Clyde now.
Well, what shall I tell Al?
Yeah, I don't know.
And that's him now.
Tell him you're going to go see a sick friend.
All right. Come in.
Hiya, Jane.
Hi, Al.
Hello, chicken.
Oh, hello, Al, honey.
How about you and me seeing a movie tonight? Nifty gave me his passes.
Tonight?
Yeah, it's okay, ain't it?
Oh, sure, I guess so. I mean...
You might as well tell him, Irma.
Tell me what?
I have to visit a sick friend.
Who?
Have you seen Violet Murphy lately?
No.
You haven't? Well, you never saw anyone so...
How could I see her? She's in Miami.
So tan.
Now, wait a minute, chicken. Who's this person that's so sick?
Tilly Buckwit.
No kidding. What's wrong with her?
She has the flu.
Yeah, and it turned into double insomnia.
Chicken, insomnia is when you can't sleep.
Well, she's got a double, can't sleep day or night. Well, it's very serious.
Well, in that case, let's forget the movie.
Good.
We'll visit her in the hospital together.
Oh, how stupid of me. I just got a wire she died.
Chicken, what's the matter with you? You sound out of your head. I'm not going to try and figure it out. I just know there's something rotten in Denmark. So long.
Jane, what am I going to do?
I don't know, honey. You told me you were getting a raise, and you've got to please Mr. Clyde so he won't change his mind. Oh, I've ordered the clothes dryer, Irma. Honestly, I don't know what to say.
Well, Jane, why do you always get yourself in these situations?
Irma, I don't want to be selfish, but honestly, I don't think any harm could come from keeping that date with Hector.
All right, but if Al finds out and he kills me, just put one thing on my tombstone.
What?
Her love turned out all wet because of an automatic dryer.
Oh, Irma, will you stop that whimpering, please?
But this is a terrible situation. What if Al should find me in a nightclub with a different fellow, and I'm singing, dancing, and drinking champagne and laughing? He's liable to think I'm having a good time.
Well, he won't know about it.
I just don't feel like taking the chance.
Oh.
Hello? Yes, this is Irma Peterson. Oh, yes, Hector. I'm the one who works for your uncle. You'll be here in an hour? You sure you want a date? The YMCA is having a wonderful lecture on cannibals and their eating habits. I can get you a ticket. All right, I'll be ready. Goodbye. Oh, Jane, I can't go through with it. I wish I was dead.
Hold the funeral. I've got an idea.
What?
This Hector has never seen you, has he?
No, why?
Well, don't you see? All we have to do is to get someone to take your place, and we could tell Hector that she's Irma.
Hey, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, let's see who I can get. Amber's wrestling.
Yeah.
Violet's in Miami. I know. Eloise Schmierbaum.
Eloise Schmierbaum? You think she can make it?
Yes, she never goes out. She has a boyfriend in the Merchant Marine on a ship called the Flying Goose, but it only docks here once a year.
Gee. I wonder if Hector would like her. She must weigh about 500 pounds.
Oh, no, you're thinking of her older sister, Brenda.
Oh.
Eloise is much thinner. She can't be much over 300 pounds.
Okay, gee, I hope she hasn't got anything to do, don't you?
Yeah. Hello? Eloise? How would you like to have a date? No, this isn't April Fool. No, some fellow would like to take you out tonight. Hello? Hello? Who's this? This is Eloise's mother? Well, where's Eloise? She ran down the fire escape. Oh, she'll be right here. Oh, goodbye.
Come in.
Well, hello, Eloise.
Hello, Irma.
My, isn't that a pretty dress? Where did you buy it?
Charles's, Brown's, Lola's, and the Parisian shop.
Huh?
One in each shop, and Mama sewed them together. Now, who is this fellow I'm going out with?
Well, it's like this. He's supposed to go out with Irma, but Irma's afraid Al will find out, so all you have to do is tell Hector that you're Irma. He'll have a swell time.
Now, wait a minute. I don't want to go out with just anybody. What's this fellow Hector like?
We don't know a thing about him.
Well, he sounds attractive. All right, then I'll be Irma. Oh, by the way, Irma, what kind of a girl are you?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't want to do anything Irma wouldn't do. Tell me, does this fella know anything about me being pleasingly plump?
Well, we did tell him he's got a big night ahead of him.
Gee, I hope he's not one of those guys that likes to rumba.
Why, Eloise, don't you like to rumba?
Yeah, but I don't like that part where the fella breaks away and has to dance around you. I've lost track of more men that way.
That must be Hector. Irma, go on. You better get in the bedroom so he doesn't see you. Go on.
All right. And, Eloise, I want to thank you for doing this. when Al and I get married, if we have a little girl, we'll name her Eloise. Golly, it might be a boy. I'll tell you what, to avoid confusion, we'll name the house Eloise. Bye.
Come in.
Hello, I'm Hector Clyde. Are you Miss Irma Peterson?
No, I'm her roommate, Jane Stacy. This is Irma. Irma? This is Hector.
Oh. Holy cow. So, you're my uncle's secretary.
Huh? You're Mr. Clyde's secretary.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm glad he's not the kind of man that lets his secretary sit on his lap while giving dictation. One letter and... Oh, sure. Oh, by the way, Irma, that perfume you're wearing, it's kind of unusual. What's it called?
Exquisite?
Yes.
E-S-Q-U-I-S-I-T-E.
Well, that's funny. My uncle told me Irma couldn't spell cat.
Oh, well, I've matured.
Well, you kids run along and have fun. Everything's turned out fine.
Yes, it has.
By the way, where are you going?
Oh, I promised my uncle, Mr. Clyde, that we'd drop in on them.
What?
We can't do that.
Well, why not?
Well, I get time and a half after six, and I wouldn't want to break your uncle.
Yes, and besides, Irma, will you go into the bedroom and get your galoshes?
But it's not raining.
I feel a storm coming on. Excuse us, Hector. Come on, Irma.
Coming, roommate. Oh, Jane, I heard. Now what are we going
to
do?
The only thing you can do, you'll have to be yourself and go out with the guy.
I can't do that. Al sounded suspicious, and if he ever found out, we'd be through.
Irma, I've got to go out with Richard. I can't stay here all night. Richard's coming for me. Believe me, Al will never find out you're going out with this guy.
All right, if you think so.
Well, so long, kids. I'll wait here in the bedroom till you leave.
Well, sorry to have kept you waiting, Hector. Irma's ready to go now. Come on, Irma. Here I am.
This is Irma. What happened to that large one?
Oh, I'm the same girl.
The same girl? You must have lost 200 pounds.
I guess I stood under the shower too long. Well, let's go, Hector. Well, I'll get it. Hello?
Chicken, this is Al.
What?
I didn't like the way you sounded before. I think you're two-timing me, and I'll be there in a half an hour to see for myself. Bye.
Goodbye, Mother.
Irma? Irma, who was it?
It was for me. I think I have to take another shower.
Excuse us, Hector. Who was it?
It's Al. I knew he was suspicious. I can't go out with Hector.
Well, there's only one thing to do. Eloise, you go out with him, but just don't let him go to Mr. Clyde.
All right.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to break this to him gently. Well, Hector, Irma's all ready. Come on, Irma.
Well, here I am, Hector.
What's happening here? What happened to that slim blonde?
I had a sandwich. Come on, Hector, let's go.
Well, all right, but
I'll get it. Hello? What? I can't make out the name. Tell her what? The Flying Goose docked. You're in town? Oh. Bye.
I forgot to put on my galoshes. Will you help me, Jane?
Coming, roommate.
Well, what happened?
My boyfriend is in town.
Well, can't you make it tomorrow?
Impossible. He just sees me one night and leaves. He doesn't like to seem too serious. Oh, he has a fire escape. Goodbye!
Irma, I think you better go out with Hector.
No, Jane, I can't.
Oh, I'll get it. Hello? What is it, Al? You can't make it? Bless you. I mean, too bad. Bye.
Irma, he can't make it. Now the coast is clear. I'll tell Hector.
Well, we're about ready, Hector.
What size do you have now?
Well, we playing a little game. This is the real Irma. Come on out, Irma.
Well, hello.
They're getting worse all the time.
Mrs. O'Reilly, how did you get in the bedroom?
When I heard someone going down the fire escape, and I just come up to check.
Oh, Hector, this is just our landlady, Mrs. O'Reilly. Here comes Irma now.
Hey, no, wait a minute. I'm not taking any more chances. How do you spell cat?
K-A-T.
Good, let's go.
Have a good time. Wow. Oh, Mrs. O'Reilly, you don't know what I've been through. I've got a date with Richard, and Irma was terrified that Al was... Come in.
You, Irma Peterson?
Who's asking?
Well, I'm a pal of Al's, and he told me he's a little suspicious of Irma.
Yeah?
He couldn't see her tonight, so he gave me the passes to the movie and said I have to take her to the movies, and if she don't go, then he'll know she's two-timing, and he'll be through with her forever.
Look, Mrs. O'Reilly.
Yes, Jean.
I can't let this happen to Irma. She'd never forgive me. Besides, she's getting the dryer for both of us.
I see. What do you want me to do?
When Richard comes here, just tell him I couldn't make it. But don't let him know I'm out with somebody else.
I'll do what I can.
You.
Me?
You know Irma when you see her?
No.
What picture are we seeing?
Are you Irma?
I ain't her mother. Let's go.
Oh, to be young again. Who is it?
Is Miss Stacy in?
Glory be, come in, sir.
I'm just a business client of Richard Rhinelander's, and the three of us, Richard, Miss Stacy, and myself, were to have dinner tonight.
I see.
Unfortunately, Richard was called to Washington, but he felt that since Miss Stacy never goes out with anyone else except him, and since it's Saturday night, he wanted me to show her a good time.
All right, I'll get me hat.
My friend Irma came to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.